Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The universe will never require you to set yourself on fire to provide heat for others. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we talk about some simple ways to incorporate self-care in your everyday life. Enjoy.
So I heard a wise voice say, never feel guilty for protecting your heart. Because when everything seems like it's just going great, relationship seems wonderful, the business is making a lot of money, the friendship is great, and then all of a sudden, somebody shows their true colors. And it's not the color that you originally saw. Still all the money. Blindside breakup, call you out the blue, or send you a text and say, I'm done. You find out that your friend has been using you, talking behind your back. These scenarios play out each and every day, and right now, somebody watching this video is dealing with that situation, dealing with a situation, and they were all in, and they wasn't prepared for whatever hit them. I'm trying to tell you, listen to me, if you don't hear nothing I ever say on any of my videos, I need you from this day forward to save a piece of your heart for yourself. You have to be mentally prepared. You have to be prepared to deal with people. You're dealing with living human beings that are imperfectly perfect just like you. And they will make some poor decisions. They will make some poor choices. And they're going to step on you before they step on themselves. So you have to prepare yourself. And I'm not saying don't be all in your relationships. You should be all in. Let me say it like this. You need to treat each and every person that you deal with, let's say, like a volcano. Okay, volcanoes, they lie dormant for years. And then all of a sudden they can become active. So I need you to understand that you have heart muscles, emotion muscles that you need to exercise. But you also need to exercise your move on, pick yourself back up muscles. So when you're in a relationship, when you're in a business, when you're in a friendship, you're all in. And your heart muscles are active. Your love muscles are active. Your friend muscles are active. But your move on, pick yourself back up muscles are dormant. And whenever that person does something that shows you their true colors, and they expect you to break down, expect you to cry, and expect you to hurt, and expect you to feel like you're broken, you activate your move on muscle. You activate your pick yourself back up muscle. That's saving a piece of your heart for yourself. And that way, you never ever caught on a blind side. You never ever caught off guard. You're never ever surprised by something stupid that another human being will do, because they will do stupid stuff. You already know that. You done dealt with stuff. And they will leave you trying to pick up the pieces. And if you didn't save a piece of your heart for yourself, if you didn't leave your move on muscles dormant, if you didn't leave your pick yourself back up muscle dormant, you don't have nothing to pull from. And that's when you're over in the corner wallowing. That's when you're in the woe is me situation. That's when you're in my inbox asking me to help you pick up the pieces. And I'm here for you because my mission is to help you win. But if you watch this video and you take heed to the things that I'm saying and you protect your heart, whenever the time comes, you're prepared. And you're going to deal with it. You have to feel. We humans, we're going to feel. But you won't stay down very long because you grab that, activate that move on muscle. And you pick yourself back up. And like my granny told me, there's always more fish in the sea, baby. And there's always more business partners, always more friends. So you move on and you close that old chapter of your life, the book of your life. And you open the next best chapter of your life. And guess what? You are now well on your way to winning. And that's what these weekly conversations are all about. Putting you in a position to win. So do yourself a favor. Go be great and elevate.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on the platform you're listening on. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.